I once interviewed Jill Griffin, author of Customer Loyalty, How to Earn It, How to Keep It, a book Harvard Business School named to its prestigious list of recommended books. The interview was turned into a 3-page article for a monthly magazine. I include a small excerpt of the Griffin interview in today's blog post because what she said is as pertinent now as it was when she first said it. Griffin discussed at length creative efforts to serve the customers. Here's a sampling of her ideas. She said, and I quote, "No doubt, word of mouth is every retailer's best advertising. Here's how one of my banking clients harnessed that powerful tool. He periodically hosts a luncheon where he will invite 6 to 8 carefully chosen current and prospective customers. This way he gets prospective customers rubbing elbows with customer advocates in a light social setting. This technique has worked so well, he's even used it to woo back lapsed customers. This idea can be applied to new customers. Marry them with longtime customers in a fun social setting and let the magic happen." Unquote. Griffin noted that customers become loyal to a company and its products or services one step at a time, and she also emphasized the importance of emotional buying. She said, quote, "Don't ignore customer emotions and the important role they play in propelling customers to deeper loyalty. Human beings are powered by emotion, not by reason. So ask yourself, what feeling do I want to leave my customer for every customer stage? Include metrics that measure how well those emotions are evoked in customers. As neurologist Donald Callney teaches, the essential difference between emotion and reason is that emotion leads to action while reason leads to conclusions." Unquote. Griffin's insight applies to the use of social media too. She also noted that, quote, "The internet is fertile ground for firms truly committed to establishing an emotional connection with prospects and customers. How? By making it possible for prospects and buyers to converse and learn from each other. But one word of caution, be ready to truly hear from customers discussing the good and the bad. The transparency is what makes the process so powerful for customers." For more digital business strategies, visit dbschicago.com.